Masechet Tamid Perek Dalid Mishnah Bet, the next two Mishnayot will talk about how the cutting up of the Korban Tamid would go and the handoff of different parts of the animal to the Kohanim to bring up to the Mizbeach. If you remember what we learned about in the third Perek, the first Mishnah, we said that six Kohanim won the rights to bring parts of the Korban Tamid up to the Mizbeach, so the first one would take the head, and then so on and so forth, as we'll explain in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Lo haya shoved bo et haregel, the Kohen cutting up the Korban Tamid wouldn't break off the back leg of the animal before skinning it. When a person has a regular butcher shop, for example, after the Shechita is done properly, they'll cut off the back leg with the skin on, and they'll deal with it fully intact. But here, with the Korban Tamid, the full skinning of the animal has to happen first. You can't cut off the leg before that's done. So what would the Kohen do? Ela nokbo mitoch arkubo vetolebo. The Kohen would make a hole in the back leg of the animal through its knee on both sides, and it would hang it by the hooks that we learned about in the third perek that were on the short pillars. It would hang the animal from there. The animal now hanging upside down, they would begin to skin it. They would start from the tail, and they would go all the way to the skin of the chest. Once they got to the chest, they stopped skinning, and they cut off the animal's head. They handed the head to whoever won the rights to carry it. Then they cut off all four of the feet from the spot of the knee. Hatach untanan lemishezachabahen, and they gave it to whoever won the right to carry them. Merak et hahefshet. They finished the skinning of the animal from the chest down to the neck. Kara taleh vehotziet damo. Then they tore out the heart of the animal, and they removed the blood because the blood would be unfit to be offered on the mizbeach. They caught the blood that spilled out of the animal's neck at the time of slaughter, but when they did that, some of the blood didn't come out, but it went to the heart. It went into the heart, and therefore, since it wasn't caught in a utensil in a keli, it is not considered to be fit to be offered on the mizbeach. Mishnah continues: Hatak et hayadayim untanan lemishe zachabahen. Then he would cut off the front legs and give them to whoever won the right to carry them. Ala la regel haymanit. Then he went up to the right back leg. Hatacha untanan lemishe zachabah. He cut off that leg, and he also gave that. He handed that over to whoever had the right to carry it. Ushte betzim ima, the two betzim were still attached to the back leg and went together with it. The two eggs. Kira'o venimsa kulo galui lefanav. Then he tore open the body of the lamb, and he would cut through the meat on top of the rib cage and the stomach, and he had the entire inside of the animals revealed open before him. He took the fat that covered the stomach and the intestines. He took that fat out and he put it on top of the place of the slaughter of the head. The head had a cut mark in there because there was a shechita done. And it was considered to be more respectful, more honorable to cover up that bloody area with fat when it was brought to the Mizbeach. Then they took the intestines out and gave them to whoever won the right to carry them. But they first had to rinse out those intestines because the intestines are where the food runs through. So if the animal, before they slaughtered it, or even for a while, had food that it ate, it would be in the intestines, and they wanted to clean it out before it was offered to Hashem on the Mizbeach. The stomach, they rinsed out in the rinsing room. There was a rinsing room to the south of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Kol sorka, they cleaned it up as much as they needed to clean it. But the other smaller intestines that were much thinner and much more difficult to clean, they cleaned them out at least three times. Al shulhanot shel shayish shebein ha'amudim. And they would clean them out on marble tables that were between the short pillars in the butchering area.